All right. Welcome to Investment Banking Insights. This is the only podcast dedicated to helping you learn both the technical and non-technical aspects of the investment banking process. My name is Alex Mason and I am your host. Thank you so much for joining me today. And today I just want to go over some recent thoughts that I've had around leveraged buyouts. Leveraged buyouts or LBOs. It's just on my mind a lot because here at Cornell's MBA program, I'm in the investment banking immersion, and we've been doing a lot of work on LBOs lately, understanding them, building models for them, figuring out the ins and outs. And I just want to share some things that I've learned here in the last week or two related to that. So number one is leveraged buyouts are interesting because there's kind of like two main ways that you can make money with an LBO if you want to get super general, super high level with it. The first way is financial engineering. Basically, you put leverage on a business and that gets you your returns. And the second way is that you make the business better. You add value to the business, which increases your equity value, increases your enterprise value, and that's how you make money. And in some cases, you can do a little bit of both, but the approaches that a financial sponsor or a private equity firm would use is dependent on the type of business that they're looking at acquiring and ultimately selling. So if you have some kind of stable, slow-growing, cash-generating business, a business that has a lot of free cash flow but maybe isn't growing that fast, that's when it might make more sense to do the more financial engineering, the more leveraged situation, because you can afford to pay off all that debt, right? And you can add value just by paying off the debt, increasing your equity over time. And then because you put a little bit of equity in, or the sponsor puts a little bit of equity in, you're able to sell at a high multiple of the cash that was put in as equity. So that's one way. Another way is if you have, let's say, a fast-growing business, maybe a software company or something where revenues are growing, but maybe it's not so profitable. Maybe it doesn't have that much of cash generation potential. Well, you're not going to be able to leverage up that much because you really don't have the cash to do so. In that case, you want to rely more on operating metrics like increasing your sales, increasing your EBITDA, your margins, for example, because that's going to make the business worth more. Eventually, that's going to lead to more cash flow. But in the more short to medium term, you can't rely on leverage as much. You got to rely more on the business actually becoming more valuable just by itself. So that's one thing I learned recently, is there's kind of these two different major approaches that a financial sponsor might take. Other things that I learned is that there's a lot of variables that go into an LBO. Like, there's just a lot of things that happen. Everything from the type of debt that's used, the interest rates, the price that's paid, the amounts that management of the company takes as their cut. Like, there's all sorts of things that I never knew about before when studying LBOs, just from, say, the 400 question guide. Like, all of those answers are relatively general. But once you actually get into building an LBO model yourself, you begin to realize, like, wow, there's a lot of idiosyncrasies here and things that you need to consider that are beyond those generalities. And I guess the reason I'm sharing this with you is because I feel like in banking, like, once you actually get your hands dirty, you get into the nitty-gritty of it and you just see the depth of it. Like, you see different layers. So one thing that I've been learning how to do is build models at different levels of detail. So one of the first models that I built recently was kind of like the super high level short form model for leveraged buyout. And it's like a very short, like very small Excel file that just gives super high level information. And then I worked on a longer form model that goes into a ton of more detail. And I actually really struggle with it. Spent several hours on it. So that's a part that I need to get better at. But there's different levels of depth once you get into these topics. So Once you're learning things, if this applies not just to LBOs, but to other things, get the basics right first, kind of like the first couple hundred episodes of this show. Like, get the basics right, then go out and try to do these things yourself, and then see what makes sense and what doesn't make sense. And that's where I feel like the next level of learning comes in. And that's kind of where I feel like I'm at right now. Like, I have a really good grasp on the fundamentals, but I'm still struggling a little bit with how to actually apply some of these things in practice. So just want to encourage you, if that's where you're at right now in your journey, just keep on going, because you're going to learn so much just by actually doing things. So those are just some general thoughts on LBOs, and also just learning, learning this banking stuff. So I hope you're doing well. And that's what I got for you today here on Investment Banking Insights. I'll see you next time. Take care.